This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on Five Gospel Minutes. Five Gospel Minutes is an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, and the International Gospel Hour is a national broadcast being able to be heard throughout the United States and also able to be heard in several other nations as well. For the past several days, we have been studying with you the account of a conversion of a lost man. The account of this conversion is found in the Bible. It isn't found in some book written by mere men. It is not like the testimonies that we often hear over radio broadcasts, where men say such things as, "I was walking through the woods one day and felt a sudden warm glow, and I knew that God had spoken to me and told me that I was saved and that I was now a child of God." All such accounts are worthless. It is not fitting for me today to simply tell you of my conversion, but to draw your attention to the Bible itself and to see what men did, what they heard when they were guided by men who were preaching under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and to see what they had to do in order to be saved, with a realization that we who live today will have to do exactly the same thing. As we read the account of the conversion of the Ethiopian in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40, we have studied a number of great lessons, and the one on which we are now studying is the fact that when one preaches in a way pleasing to God, he must preach Jesus. And in preaching Jesus to help people to understand it, you must preach his person, that he is one of the three persons of the one Godhead, eternal, the one through whom creation occurred, his exalted name, his authority, having all authority in heaven and on earth, the marvelous power of his word, Romans 1, 16 and 17, the fact that no one can be saved who disobeys the gospel, 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 to 9, that one to be saved must obey the plan of salvation which is revealed in the gospel. Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." My friends, that includes every person on this earth. It therefore includes you. It means, therefore, that Jesus is saying that you must hear, believe, and obey the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now, Jesus has here said, actually according to the Greek New Testament, he who having believed and having been baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. It is therefore clear that no believer is saved by the blood of Christ before and without his being immersed in water, that is, baptized, unto the remission of his sins. On the day of Pentecost, the very first day in all of history that the gospel of Jesus Christ was preached as a law actually in force, after the Apostle Peter had preached to the Jews and showed them that they had crucified by the hands of the Romans not merely an itinerant Jewish carpenter, but the very Son of God, he closed the first part of that sermon by saying, "Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now notice carefully how these people reacted. They asked, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men, brethren, what must we do?" Now, the modern-day preacher would say, "You have nothing to do since you are now a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ." I have heard many preachers on radio and television say, "If you will just believe or just put your hand on the radio, you will be saved." But, friend, that's not according to Bible teaching. I challenge you to turn to Acts 2 and read Acts 2, beginning with verse 22 all the way through to verse 47, the end of the chapter. But notice especially now in verse 38, when Peter answers the question, when they ask, "What must we do?" He did not tell them, "You have nothing to do since you've already believed," but he said, "Repent ye, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And so you see, believers must be baptized unto, that is, to obtain the remission of sins. But our time is gone. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on Five Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, with a sincere prayer that you will join us for our next broadcast.